Thank you so much. I do have another question. I've been applying law of attraction principles to my wellness journey, and I've...
We always enjoy that terminology. I'm applying law of attraction principles. And we say, it's like I wrote on my list, today I'm going to apply the law of gravity. At no time whatsoever am I going to float up instead of down. When I throw things into the air, I'm going to see to it that they don't float off into space, but instead they will come down to the ground as the way they are supposed to. And law of attraction is a bit like that. You don't apply it. It applies itself to you.
On that note, I've released about 30 pounds. However, it's very difficult to not see what is. And I was wondering if, Abraham, if you can help me with a rampage of appreciation to help me, what you can't help but see in the mirror, what is, to help put me back.
Well, we can, yes. But you see, here's the thing. A rampage of appreciation isn't very helpful if you are in a resistant place, because there's too much distance between where you are and this rampage that you're reaching for. So, and we really want you to hear this. You don't need a rampage of appreciation. Because, in fact, rampages of appreciation when you're nowhere near them are annoying. Have you ever been in a bad mood and have some bright-eyed, bushy-tailed person show up in your life and try to say sweet things to you? Don't you just want to kill them? Here, let's listen to this happy music. You should listen to this Abraham tape. You sort of want to throw the tape and them right out the window. So you don't need to reach for something even as strong as appreciation. You're just reaching for a feeling of relief. And so when you say things like, I'm having trouble, that's clearly an upstream statement. You see, it's not big things that are making the big differences in your life. It's just a series of little things. It's your day-to-day response to what's going on. It's those day-to-day thoughts that you think that you want to start shifting. It isn't something big. It's just a lot of little thoughts that you're wanting to find relief in. So when you say, I've released 30 pounds, that's certainly a downstream thought. Unless you say, and it was so hard to do it and I've peaked out, I've plateaued out, have you?
No, I'm still on my journey, but you know, sometimes you'll try on clothes and your vibration will just, you'll see yourself, you'll see what is. And getting myself back into vibration to keep
let's say that you're trying on clothes and you look in the mirror and you don't like what you see, so you're upstream. So then you could mentally put on the clothes that you were wearing 30 plus more pounds ago and see how they hang on you. That would be downstream, wouldn't it? In other words,
go, it sure would.
So right there in that moment, you say, well, this doesn't look quite like I want it to, but look how much better it is than that. And then you feel that relief. And then you say, and surely I can find something here that makes me feel the way I want to feel. And this is a process. I'm in the state of becoming, and I can't. Here's something that is helpful to say to yourself. I know where I'm going. I know the vision I have of my physical body. And I can see where I am. But in the meantime, I can't just cease to be. In other words, what would you like to say as you look in the mirror? You, I don't want to see you again until you look like this. Because that suspends all logic, doesn't it? In other words, of course. And yet that's almost what you're saying to yourself. Because you're not here and I don't like where you are, then I'm just going to have this sort of fit because I'm unhappy about where I am. And we say, you got to make peace with where you are. If you don't make peace with where you are, you can't move that way. Making peace with where you are always moves you in the direction of what you really want. But having war with where you are always takes you in opposition to what you want. So you give us the dialogue. You said it's hard. Give us some words that you might be saying about some of that, and let's just turn it downstream.
For example, if I'm looking in the mirror and I notice walking by, it's like, oh, I still need to lose right around this waist area. That's an example, because
right.
I'm seeing what is.
All right, so you see it, and you say that, and you feel what? What emotion? Discouragement? Frustration?
Frustration.
Frustration? Discouragement? Does it feel more like I'm frustrated about it or I'm mad at myself about it?
Frustrated about it.
Does it feel more like I'm frustrated about it or hopeless about it?
Frustrated. I think I'm hopeful.
So does it feel like, so I'm more frustrated than frustrated on the low end, hopeful on the high end, than frustrated on the high end and worried about it, discouraged on the low end? You think you're more...
Correct.
So,
yes.
So just ramble about it. Just talk about your physical journey.
I'm very active. I get frustrated because of my high activity, that I'm not getting to where I want to be. I'd like to lose another 30 pounds. Sometimes it's not happening fast enough. I don't know if that's enough.
Well, it feels like frustration and impatience. Okay. All of those sort of are in the same vibrational range. So let's just assume that that's where your set point is, and it doesn't matter where it is. It is where it is. And now we want you to deliberately make an effort, sort of what we were talking about earlier, deliberately make an effort to feel better with the use of words. Feel better than frustrated and impatient.
I've come a long way, and it was worth it.
Now, I've come a long way, went that way, worth it, went that way. What do you mean, worth it? Were you paying a terrible price?
No, it was an awesome journey.
So, worth it. You didn't mean that, did you? Or did you? What do you mean? What do you mean, worth it?
I'd do it again. It was definitely worth the experience.
But there's something stuck in there, and we'll figure it out as you reach for other better feeling thoughts. So just keep rambling.
I like the jeans that I'm wearing. I'm able to work out even more because I enjoy that. This is where I get stuck trying to think about.
Well, nothing's moving.
Nothing's
in other words, nothing's changing. In other words, it's sort of like blah 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 blah. Smile, blah 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 blah, and it's all right because many people have been offering a lot of words, and words aren't making it happen. It's vibration, so you got to find a way to shift into a vibration that feels even more hopeful, and we think that you might be trying to jump too far. So don't try to jump so far. Just try to soothe where you are. If we were standing in your physical shoes, we'd be doing more making peace with where we are than we would be reaching for. Because when you try to make too big of a jump, you don't make it. Where when you make peace with where you are, you always turn downstream. But you're afraid to make peace with where you are because you think if you make peace with where you are, you'll be stuck right where you are. And there are a lot of people in relationships or in physical conditions that they don't want to make peace with it because they think that's like the universe will say, oh, well, she's made peace with it, so let her continue to be fat.
I think you hit the nail on the head.
We think so too. And that's why you use the word like worth it. In other words, you're sort of trying to pay a price for it. And what we want you to understand is you got to understand you've been living life and you've put what you want, including the physical body that you want, over there in your vibrational escrow. And it's there and waiting for you. And there's something that you're doing on a really consistent basis that is keeping you from easily moving toward it. And we think what it is in most cases with most people, and it certainly is true here, you're trying to make too big of a jump because you're so sure the strongest vibration that we can feel from you on this subject is I don't like where I am. So when the universe shines its law of attraction on you, as it applies the law of gravity and law of attraction to you, what it's amplifying is how you feel, how you feel, how you feel, how you feel, how you feel. And that's why things don't change very fast. Do you know that what you're living is the indicator of your vibration, period? You don't go to the gas station with your gas gauge on empty and just lay your head on the steering wheel and sob. It's over. Look what I've come to. And you do something about it. You just fill up your tank, you see. It's an indicator, and every manifestation is an indicator. And so to get a different indicator, it's an indicator of what? It's an indicator of vibration. So when you shift vibration, you'll get a different indicator. And when you shift vibration, you'll get a different indicator. All manifestation is just an indicator of vibration. But you all, and not just you, almost all of you, you take the reality that exists and you make it so meaningful. You take too many pictures of it. You make too many monuments about it. You make the reality too real. And you hold yourself in the reality when we want to say reality doesn't mean diddly squat. It's just the current indicator of the summation of your vibration, but it's so in flux. It's so morphing. It's so changing, amending, evolving, becoming. It doesn't mean anything. Where you are doesn't matter. It's sort of like if you were in the old days in the dark room developing your film, and at first it doesn't look anything like you want it to, and then it becomes and becomes and becomes and becomes and becomes and becomes right before your eyes. Well, that's what's happening with you. You're becoming and becoming and becoming and becoming and becoming and becoming right before your eyes. And so you got to be all right with where you are now in the process of becoming. And the thing that keeps you from moving in the direction of what you want is your distaste about where you are. It's your condemnation about where you are. It's your regret about where you are. It's your unworthiness about who you are. It's a general consensus of displeasure about my now that won't let you move to a better place, you see. So you just got to make peace, make peace, make peace, make peace, make peace, not just with your physical body. Your physical body is just an indicator of how you feel about a whole lot of things. You got to make peace with where you are in relationships and in terms of money and in terms of, you got to make peace with where you are. You've got to stop warring with who you are. So much of the world has shown its displeasure at so much of the world. You all run around defensive. You're more worried about what somebody else is thinking about you than you are about how you feel in any moment in time. You got to get over that. It's got to matter to you how you feel about this and that and this and that and this and that. And so making peace with where you are. Oh, it is so delicious to begin making peace with where you are. I am where I am, not this is who I am, or this is the label that somebody has given me, or this is the body condition that I've come to. You are a vibrational being, a vibrational being. Would you ever go to your radio and cuss it out because it plays that same damn song over and over and over again? You've been stuck on that station for as long as I've known you. You wouldn't. You just change the dial. In other words, it's so simple to just change the frequency and get something different. And yet, so many of you are frustrated because it's like you've got your dial super glued right where it is. And you're sort of writhing in discontent about what's happening when you can change the dial. You can. So it always sounds like when we have a conversation with someone who is bold enough to state an issue that they're dealing with, it always sounds like we want you to make peace with that. It's not just that. We want you to make peace with everything that's happening in your life in an attitude of, I am where I am and I'm doing pretty darn good and I'm pleased with how far I've come and I'm doing better and it's getting clearer and I know more today than I did yesterday, and now I know I am an eternal being in a way I didn't know before. I have this clear picture that I am a source energy, and now I understand this stream that I'm being called toward. I now understand my emotions completely in ways I've never known before. I now can quantify every journey because I can tell which way is moving toward improvement and which ways moving away from it. I now get it in ways that I never got it before. This is fun. This process of becoming is fun. You got to realize that you're putting your boat in the water, but it doesn't matter where you're putting it in the water. It couldn't matter less because the stream's moving that away, and that's where everything you want is. So what possible difference does it make where you're putting your boat in the stream? You're doing the best you can do. You can't put the boat in the stream at 30 pounds lighter or 100 pounds lighter. You can't do it. You're putting your boat in the stream where you are. You can't put your boat in the stream any different than where you are. In other words, Esther was ornery as she could be, she could not believe that she could not get into her room. She could not believe that she could not get into her room. She really, 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 really wanted, needed to get into her room. And as it all came down, she was embarrassed. In other words, how dumb of us. We weren't even on the right floor. And we made this big deal with everybody about our keys not working. Of course our keys don't work. We're not even at the right door. All of this is upstream, 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 upstream. In other words, give yourself a break. Aren't you allowed a mistake? Aren't you allowed to get off on the wrong floor occasionally? Aren't you allowed? Did the world come to an end? Aren't you allowed? Do you know that the source within you never stops loving you no matter where you are? And do you know that everything that you consider to be not good that's happened to you is only as a result of you not seeing yourself as the source within you sees you? Period. That's all it is. You are vibrational beings. You are not a physical being who weighs more than you want to weigh. You are a vibrational being who is upstream more often than you want to be upstream. And you can do something about that right now. You can't dump off those pounds that you don't want instantly, but you can find a thought that feels better instantly, and you can turn downstream, and you can bring yourself, and this is what we want. We want, more than all other things put together, we want for you, more important than everything else that we've said to you here or to anyone ever, we want for you to be able to put on that new dress and look in the mirror or whatever it is and look in the mirror and like what you see. We want you to like what you see because you are a being in the state of evolving. We want you to look in the mirror and we want you to see the source shining back from you, from your eyes. We want you to see the trillions of cells in your body that are all perfect in their response to whatever it is that you are about. We want you to see this magnificent physical apparatus. We want you to adore the functioning of your brain process and the functioning of the way your body is working. We want you to see so much more to look in that mirror and see and adore than there is to see and not like so much. You've just got to train yourself to like what you see. You must like yourself. You must like what you see before you can turn downstream toward everything that's in your vibrational escrow, which includes the body you want, which includes the relationships you want, which includes the dynamic dollars that you want, which includes the love of life and adventure of this planet that you want, you see. It's all there for you, but you can't get there from there. You got to change the way you see yourself, and you got to do it before the way you see yourself changes. That's the thing that's so tricky. Oh, yeah. Well, if I can bang myself into a better position, then I'll like what I see. Oh, yeah. I'll work really hard. I'll deprive myself of this and this and this. I'll read the 400 millionth book that has been written on what I should and shouldn't eat. I'll follow the latest fad. I'll follow the latest fad relative to motions. I'll make it happen. I'll make it happen so that then I can look in the mirror and like what I see. We say, doesn't work that way. You got to look in the mirror as you are and like what you see, and then what you see will change.
Thank you.
We all like what we see, don't we?